You're going to stay on the energy market and bring in Clay Siegel, macro energy strategist. Clay, thanks so much for being here. Quite a reversal in the oil market from where we were earlier in the day when we first got news of this advanced aggression from Russia. Brent topping 105, WTI pushing 100 as well, and now closing below that. So how effective were these comments from President Biden and the sanctions that have been imposed?
Sure. Hi, Karina. Thanks for having me. Let me just say, you know, at the offset, I'm a student of international relations and foreign policy. And I mean, this launch of this war in Europe is the biggest geopolitical event of our lifetimes. And it's first and foremost a human tragedy for all that are involved. Going to your question about the price dynamic and the market's response to what President Biden said last hour, I feel like the sanctions that were announced, as I understand them this hour, are probably like a 5 out of 10 in terms of the pain factor. I mean, including the largest Russian banks, and I'm still not sure about Sberbank, the very largest, but including the largest Russian banks or among them is an important component of an effective sanctions package, to be sure. And maybe some of the other measures that could be contemplated going forward. But right, with the Russian oil and gas companies apparently not included in this current tranche, with the SWIFT international interbanking messaging platform also off the table for now. And as your colleague was just mentioning, no imminent sign of a release from strategic reserves. I'm not surprised to see some of that risk factor come off of the oil market towards the close of the session today.
Clay,
but I do think it's a little bit short-sighted because I think the market is maybe taking the headlines one at a time instead of looking two or three steps ahead at what's liable to happen.
Oil supply is so tight now, nat gas as well. What needs to be done now? OPEC Plus meets next week. Can they increase supply? Do they have the capacity to do that? And do you think we get an Iran nuclear deal so that we do have access to oil from Tehran?
Well, these are the right questions that you're asking. You got to remember, and traders need to remember, that this war is taking place in the context of an already really tight oil market that's dealing with two problems. It's dealing with low oil inventories on the commercial side and the government sides. And it's also dealing with relatively low levels of OPEC spare production capacity, that capacity that can be activated and deployed and brought into market in relatively short order. And this this war and the consequences from it may actually force OPEC and OPEC Plus to kind of play their remaining spare capacity card. So I think we're going to find out relatively soon. There's no doubt that in Washington and other allied capitals, they are calling upon friends in OPEC and OPEC Plus to increase supply in response to the tight market and to try to maybe preempt an even greater tightening of the market. And what is going to be really interesting to see is how successful that is. And I think there are some market observers, myself included, that are a little bit skeptical that there's a whole lot more that OPEC can easily bring to bear. It's probably somewhere between 2.5 and 3.5 million barrels per day of spare production capacity, largely concentrated in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Many of the other countries within OPEC are actually struggling to meet their production targets that also keep getting set incrementally higher every month, about 400,000 barrels per day, which is expected when they get together next week as well.
Okay, we'll have to leave it there. And Biden hoping to cut some of the pain here as well by saying that additional oil may be released. Thank you so much for your time today, Clay Siegel, macro energy strategist. We will leave it there.